The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, sex, parenting, work, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? And you never know, we'll read it on the air. It could be yours, this one right here.
All right, everybody, it's time for Shirley Strawberry and the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a 42-year-old man for a while, and his sister is one of my old acquaintances from college. I don't use the word friend to describe her because she's done a lot of shady stuff lately. She introduced me to her brother, and he initiated our relationship. At first, he was dating someone else, and his sister made sure I knew it. She said she loves his ex-girlfriend, but didn't want her dating her brother. I advised her to stay out of her brother's affairs. I had to reiterate this to her after her brother and I started dating. She used to call me with all kinds of rumors and BS about his ex-girlfriend, and then would be all up in her face on pictures and videos. I started calling her a little liar, and her brother agreed with me. A few nights ago, I ran into Little Liar at a hookah lounge, and she was with my man's ex-girlfriend. I spoke and picked up my food. Then I went over to my boyfriend's house. While we were eating, a picture of his sister and his ex popped up on his phone, and his sister texted, "We miss you." So I called his sister the next day and I asked why she's taunting my boyfriend with pictures of his ex. She said that my man not only responded with heart emojis, he came to have a drink with them after I left his house. She sent me a picture of the three of them. I called him and went off, and he said it's all a lie and it didn't go down like that. He told me he was going to watch a preseason game at a sports bar, not to hang out with his ex-girlfriend. I wish he told me first, because his sister is such a liar. She claims she deleted the texts that my man sent her before he came to meet them at the lounge. What's going on here? Can somebody just tell me the truth? Just tell me the truth. Well, they both sound suspect to me. I'm just going to tell you. You said his sister is a known liar, so much so that you gave her the name Little Liar. Now this story about your boyfriend's chance meeting with his sister and her ex at the bar, that sounds ridiculous to me. It sounds crazy. Yes, his sister is really messy. She even hangs out with his ex, which is definitely not a good look, but I believe her on this one. I believe the sister. You have proof with the picture she sent you. It was of her, her brother, and the ex. That's why I don't believe the brother, because what he told you sounds like a lie. It sounds like a lie. He was just going to watch a football game at a sports bar. Did he even mention to you, mention that to you while you guys were eating at his house or afterwards? You said no. This all happened after his messy butt sister sent him the picture of her and the ex at the hookah lounge, right? So what does your gut tell you? Why did you write this letter? What is your gut telling you, your instincts? So this is all I have to say to you. Please do not focus so much on your dislike for his sister that it clouds your judgment and you don't hold your man accountable for his lies. That's all I got to say. Steve?
Wow. There's a lot of holes in this letter, this story, and everything. Mm-hmm. I think the woman who wrote this letter should slap this woman.
And sister.
Let's just go over the slap moments. Yeah, okay. I'm dating a 42-year-old man and his sister, one of my older acquaintances from college. I don't use the word friend to describe her because she's done a lot of shady stuff lately. Okay, well, let's go read it. She introduced me to her brother, and he initiated our relationship. First, he was dating someone else, and his sister made sure I knew it. She said she loves his ex-girlfriend, but didn't want her dating her brother. Okay. I advised her to stay out the brother's affairs. I had to reiterate this to her after her brother, and I started dating. Now, we already, but okay, ain't nothing wrong, but you done fell for the guy, and now y'all dating, and she's still in it. Now, you just told her she should stay out of her brother's affairs with her ex. What makes you think she gonna stay out of her brother's affairs with his current? Which is Y-O-U-U. She used to call me with all kinds of rumors and BS about his ex-girlfriend, and then would be all up in her face on pictures and videos. I started calling her a little liar, and she is, but she's a big liar. And her brother agreed with me. A few nights ago, I ran into Little Liar at a hookah lounge, and she was with my man's ex-girlfriend. I spoke, picked up my food, went over to my boyfriend's house. Y'all was eating. Picture of his sister and his ex popped up on my phone. His sister texts, "We miss you." Mm-hmm. I called his sister the next day and asked why she's taunting my boyfriend. She said that my man not only responded with heart emojis, he came to have a drink with them after I left his house. Mm-hmm. Then she sent me a picture of the three of them. God.
Messy butt.
I called him and went off, and he said it's all a lie and it didn't go down like that. Now, my man is jumping through a loophole that was presented by the letter writer. She called his little sister a little liar. He agreed. So now when she calls you and shows you the picture of them, he jumps back into the loophole that you created. That's a lie. That ain't how that went down. That was a beautiful moment for him. Yeah, when we come back, I'll show you how he should have continued.
Hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter's subject for today: just tell me the truth. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts. That's why I started using Upside to earn cash back on every purchase. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out, which we all do. Download the free Upside app and use promo code HARVEYRADIO to get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank of gas using promo code HARVEYRADIO.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and finish up your response to Just Tell Me the Truth.
Well, this lady's dating this man, and the man is the brother of one of her old college mates. that she shouldn't be calling a friend, and she said that because she's done a lot of shady stuff. Mm-hmm. She introduced her college friend introduced her to her brother. Her brother was dating somebody else at the time. Her sister claimed the brother's her college roommate claimed that she didn't like him. She didn't want him dating him. Blah 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 blah. Y'all started dating. So they started dating, and now the little sister is telling her rumors and stuff about the ex. And then one day you go to the hookah lounge, mm-hmm. and you see her and your brother's ex at the hookah lounge. You spoke, got your food, went out. She later on, you went over to your boyfriend's house. She sends to your her boyfriend, her brother, which is your boyfriend, a picture of her and the ex at the house and say, "We miss you." You leave the house, you call her the next day to tell her not to do that to your brother. She says, "Wait a minute, I'll do you one better than this." She sent a picture of the three of them, her brother, her, and his ex, and said that he sent heart emojis and came to have a drink after I left his house. She sent a picture of them three. I called him, went off. He said, "It's all a lie, and it ain't go down like that." That was a beautiful moment for him to jump into the loophole that was created by your girlfriend who said your sister's a little liar. He agreed. Now he done jumped into it. Beautiful moment. Let's take a moment to enjoy.
Anyway.
This mommy man dog.
Let's take a moment.
And he said it was a lie and it didn't go down like that. Now, here's a lie. He told me he was going to watch a preseason game at a sports bar, not to hang out with his girlfriend.
Right.
I wish he told me first because his sister is such a liar. Now,
so is he.
No, Shirley. He is the second loophole.
Okay.
She asked his sister. Show me the text that he sent the heart emojis and all this here. She claims she deleted the text that my man sent. Why? Why you got to delete your brother's text? Why do you have to delete your brother's text?
Because he was probably saying something like, "Ooh, the ex sure is fine. You girl, you know, all of that."
So she deleted that.
Oh, no.
Okay, so the sister want her to see the pictures, but don't want her to see them texts? Are you kidding me? She didn't delete the picture. She didn't delete the picture. I think the sister is lying. What's going on here? Can somebody just tell me the truth? Well, let's go over this for a second.
Okay.
What's going on here?
Come on.
You're in a relationship with a man that has a really messy sister that you've known this for quite some time.
Right.
Now, Shirley says that your man is lying. That he did go down there to meet them.
Because he got the picture to prove it.
There is a picture. And he's not saying he wasn't there. He is saying it didn't go down like that. I was just going to a sports
whatever.
To watch a preseason game. What he should have said was...
Okay, come on.
Where me and my friends... was scheduled to meet there and we all met at the preseason game and I'll be damned she was there. But now you don't bring your boys into it because don't nobody get out their house and go to no sports bar by themselves to watch preseason football game.
So you're giving him a better lie.
A better way.
Yeah, a better lie. His lie wasn't good enough.
No. Sure.
You're embellishing in the lie.
His lie wasn't good enough.
Yeah, his that's what it sounds like.
Wasn't thorough.
What?
His what? Explanation wasn't thorough.
Wasn't thorough.
Oh.
See, he didn't include
that's
enough facts.
Lie.
See, here's a problem with y'all women. Let me just
the picture,
tell y'all something.
Though,
right
Steve,
here.
What about the picture?
Yeah, all that's true. He said, but she's a lie. It didn't go down like that. I just went down there to watch a preseason football game. That's stupid, dog. You should have said, when you left, me and my boys decided to go watch a game, went to the sports bar, and my sister was down there.
Okay, that's the better lie. I got you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you got some pace because don't nobody go to a preseason football game at a sports bar by themselves.
Unless they're going to meet someone.
The guys.
Uh-uh.
And
sorry.
They was just down there. See, can somebody just tell me the truth? No.
No, can't,
no
that's
we
the
can't
answer.
Tell you the truth. Because, hell, y'all going to break up.
Believe what you see. You saw the picture. Believe
Girl,
that. You saw that.
But you said.
You want the truth.
The little sister was a liar. And I have to agree with you.
Yeah. Yes, she's, yep, time and
so
time
I
again.
I can't.
It.
I don't really know how to answer this letter because I want to be on this dude's side because
you can't.
It could have went down like that.
All right, listen, while Steve works it out in his own head, please hit us up on Instagram.
You shouldn't
and Steve
have
Harvey.
That picture, though. God.
Yes. Hit us up on Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.